I need you to know that you have been called to be one of the feminine leaders, just like in the Dark Ages and medieval times that we've read about, to be the bridge for the global community to go from the darkness to the light.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Let's start with prayer. Oh, dear God, thank you. Thank you for creating each and every one of us to be the queens of our life. Thank you for being so loving and gracious and big and bold. Ah, that there's such a power and such a support and such provision with all of who you are. In this moment, I pray that you would create a great awakening in each and every one of us, that you would lift our consciousness, that you would open our eyes to see not just what's before us, but what is possible, that you would open our ears to hear from ourselves, from you, from this community, and from any message being spoken, what each woman is meant to hear. Because we know that with you, truly, all things are possible, all things. Not just the stuff that we think can happen, not just the stuff that we think that we're supposed to do, not just the stuff that other people want from us. All things are possible. And in this moment, we get ourselves out of the way. We get our small-mindedness, our puniness, our fears, our frustrations, our princess behaviors, our martyr, our paranoid gangsters, our saboteurs, all of the insecurities. Any of the lack. We get it all out of the way. We say yes to your glory flowing through us. We say yes to your bigness and your grace flowing through us. We say yes to being used at the highest level. We say yes to getting great at receiving. We say yes to letting spirituality be our superpower. We ask that during this time together, that you would change our neurological pathways, that you would open up our spirit and our thinking and our hearts so that we are so clearly seeing what it is you have designed for us. Let us trust our desires more than our thoughts, than our conditioned thoughts. Let us trust that our good is coming to us because that is who you are and what you have promised. Let us get out of any of the lower vibrational archetypes that have kept us in bondage or stuck or small or in lack. We say yes to grandness. We say yes to queenhood. We say yes to letting our lives be used in the biggest, most joyful way as only you have designed. And we pray this believing. Amen. Amen, amen. Woo! Spirit is here, huh? Spirit is here. All right. So I want to just maybe take a couple of moments to introduce myself and a little bit about the journey and a little bit about this book so that those of you that are new can just jump right on in. Hi, my name is Gina DeVee. I am the founder of Divine Living and the creator of the Q Club, which is a social community for all things queen, femininity, spirituality, personal development, business tips, etc. And I didn't grow up with this knowledge of queenhood. I grew up in the suburbs of Detroit. My parents were school teachers. We weren't rich. We weren't poor. I was just taught the what seemed like the basics to me. Go to college, get a job. I waited tables to pay off student loans. And though my very well-meaning parents and also grew up in a very Christian household infused this spirit that all things were possible, there was also this psychological mentality that in the Midwest, that you need to be normal and practical and basically predictable. So on one level, probably very much like you as a little girl, I have this like sparkly, like, hey, let's have a great life and let's do good in the world and let's be big players and be the superstars that we are. And on the other level, it's like, well, who am I to do that? And that stuff is for other people. And I'm not supposed to focus on the money and I'm just supposed to be of service and kind of like, just be good, just like stay in my box. And probably also like you, maybe you tried to stay in the box to get people's love or approval or attention or safety. And you probably weren't that great at staying in the box either. You probably pissed a lot of people off along the way because you couldn't let your spirit sink and shrink too much. And sometimes you were outspoken and sometimes you didn't do what everyone else wanted you to do. And there is this kind of like tug of war and push and pull of doing what you thought was the right thing based on what other people said and doing what you desired to do based on what your intuition or your spirit was saying. And somewhere along the way, you probably hit it right a whole bunch of times. And somewhere along the way, you probably let someone else's voice be so much more powerful than your own as well. So in that, today we have an opportunity to reclaim all of the aspects of ourselves. Today we have an opportunity to absolutely unleash all limitations, unleash other people's voices being more powerful than our own, unleash any kind of lack or small living in any way or living in even the slightest way that isn't according to our design. Now, I want, as I'm addressing the epic life, which is chapter one, what I don't want anyone to misperceive is that I think that life is supposed to be perfect and all bliss and all mountaintop experiences. Because I know enough to know, and so do you, that queenhood is, it's about all of it. It's about the totality of life. Queenhood has a depth and a richness and a wisdom to know what the princess doesn't know. The queen knows that it's not all roses. However, the queen knows that it's not about just being the frugal fanatic. It's not just about being the martyr. It's not about giving in to Little Miss Perfect and all of those archetypes that keep us stuck in small as well. And so when I'm talking about this unleashing and thinking bigger and being more bold and being more true and authentic to yourself in what will then naturally be a really big, big, abundant life for you, there will be appropriate, strengthening, nurturing challenges along the way that you are meant to be victorious with, that you are meant to overcome. So it's not always easy, but it still can be much easier. So for example, we're going to talk a lot here about everything awesome that can happen and that has happened and that will happen in your life. And one of the things that I want to just give context to is there was a challenge that I faced recently. It was about a confrontation with someone. And I didn't love it. Like, I didn't want to confront the situation. I didn't want to be invisible and I didn't want to lash out. And so what I created as a result of the principles that are in this book was, in the past, I would have let that become a miserable experience. I probably would have created much more of a mess, either for myself with going invisible or for other people involved being too defiant. I would have gone compliant or defiant. And as we deepen into our queenhood, so committed to living this big, epic, prosperous, abundant life, we get to go for alliance. And in alliance, it's not always easy. it's not always instant. It is always strengthening, and the solution does always exist. And when you ask, it is always, always, always given, always given. And so as I prayed to seek a solution for that situation that wasn't fun, it wasn't a mountaintop experience, there wasn't like glitter falling from the sky, but I was connected with God in this process. And I wanted the answer to come sooner, and it didn't. And I wrestled with it, and I grappled. And finally, I got to this place where we talk about in chapter 2 is spirituality being your superpower. I said, you know what? It's not up to me to come up with the answer. It's not up to me to come up with a solution. And I prayed and I said, you know what, God, I am not going to respond until it comes from you, until I know that I know that I know. And I was at peace with that. And every day I would wake up and pray and I would say, I'm available for the solution. I'm available for the answer. I'm available for the wisdom. I'm available for the healing. I'm available for the peace. I'm available for your words. And it didn't come and it didn't come and it didn't come. And then it came. And so this was much more of a graceful unfolding than what I have experienced in the past. And so all of it, as we step into our epicness, as we step into our queenhood, as we step into opening up, and we just say, dear God, please use me. The other piece that I want to set the stage for here, and I want you to write this down. I would love for this community to create a new normal, to wake up expecting a miracle. And not just one day, but that day. Like wake up saying, oh my gosh, something amazing is going to happen today. Something amazing is going to happen today. And leaving room and space open to receive it. Would you join me in that? Would that interest you to wake up every day and be like, I wonder how spirit's going to dazzle me today. Like, I wonder what email's going to come in. I wonder what surprise shift. Because I got to tell you something. I've done this sporadically in my life and here and there. And I didn't write about that particular practice in the book necessarily. But I've done it yesterday and today. And I woke up as like, something amazing is going to happen. And yesterday I got an email about an amazing opportunity that I couldn't have thunk it up. Like this wasn't one of those like, oh, I have a goal of hitting whatever numbers and you know, like stuff that like I can dream up my goals. Then there's opportunity that the universe brings us that you couldn't even dream it up because you didn't even know this stuff exists. So that's what came in yesterday. And then today I was kind of grappling with a situation that was kind of annoying to me, but I just felt like I had to deal with it. Like, cause I didn't even ask. I didn't apply spiritual principle and I was doing my best with it. And I was being as mindful as I knew to be, but I didn't have the audacity to think bigger. I just thought, well, this is the situation and I need to grapple with it and I need to handle it and I need to deal with it as best as possible. And then an awareness came. And this was one of those things, it's been there all along. I just couldn't see it. You know, like, I'm sure you've all had those experiences too, right? Like where, I don't know, like you're searching for your soulmate and then finally you surrender and you're like, okay, just universe, I'm available for my soulmate. And then it's like somebody who's been in your life all along, you never saw them that way. Or you needed this perfect team member and you're like doing all these interviews and looking and looking and looking. And then you realize they're like already on your team, but you just didn't see it. This was one of those kinds of things where it was there all along and I didn't see it. But the gift that it brought me, and it was just such a reminder of how loved I am by the universe. And a desire for you to soak this in for you. And maybe think of something that's happened in the last day or two or week or month or year for you. Like, what's something that you're like, oh, I am loved. Because I know we can really quickly think of all the times that it wasn't fair, that we felt left behind and blah, blah, blah. But like, I want you to just feel into your body. Like, what's something that happened over the last year that you were like, Thank you. Something came easier to you. Something got healed. Some money came in. A client showed up. It just felt like a gift. And you like didn't have to work that hard for it. Or something came through. You know what I'm talking about? Where you're just like, either you didn't even know to ask for it, or it was just this blessing. And I want us all to just be in the femininity of feeling. Because Western society is so addicted to the masculine, and that's doing and thinking. Let's just be and feel. Oh, what that gift was for you. Just let yourself soak in all that love, all the gratitude. How humbling, pure, soft. Like it was almost like it was too much to receive, but yet you're receiving. You're receiving. And then just notice where this gift has been sourced from. All that love from spirit. All that love. Something that maybe you didn't even think highly enough for yourself. I know that was the case for me, and it came and it was given. And I humbly and gratefully and reverently and respectfully and joyfully receive. And when you let yourself be present and receive, there's a little bit of a checkbox, a little bit of a graduation, because there's a completion there, right? There's an inherent accomplishment, which means you graduated that one, which means there's like, that's now complete. There's space for the new. There's space for the next level. And there's no coincidence. It is at such a time of completion before the new. It is such a time of having been through, relatively speaking, some really dark times, and yet ushering in, we see the light at the end of the tunnel. We know it's coming. It's not exactly here yet in terms of what's happening globally, but we know it's around the corner now. We feel it and see it coming. And I want you to know that as we dive in to the depth of queenhood here today, that you have been called. You have been called. This right now is my for such a time as this moment, and it is yours, and it is all of ours. For such a time as this, we have been called. And so everything that you're going to learn or strengthen or be dazzled by yourself today, I need you to know that you have been called to be one of the feminine leaders, just like in the dark ages and medieval times that we've read about, to be the bridge for the global community to go from the darkness to the light. The dark ages in medieval times and kind of, you know, centered in Europe, those were dark, dark times. And what was on the, just on the other side of it? The new age. The Renaissance. And what does Renaissance mean? It means to flourish after a decline. And just like then, where there were leaders, artists, change makers, thought leaders, people that had a different perspective, philosophers, inventors. They were the leaders that brought the collective consciousness from the dark age to the new age. And history repeats itself. We are again in that moment. And me and you, queens, we're no longer looking around. I think that 2020 has taught us enough that the people that we thought had it figured out, God bless them, not as much as we gave them power to. And it is time for you and I to start valuing who we are, what we think, what we can see, what our ideals are, what we actually know is possible based on feminine and spiritual principle. And no longer do we need to be this era of women that says, I'm not enough, or I don't have what it takes, or who am I to do this? Because who you are is a child of God. And God is no respecter of person. And God has called every person forward with just as divine of a destiny as Queen Esther. And Queen Esther, for her own, for such a time as this moment, came to save her people. And so, my queen, have you. And this is our time to wake up, to trust spirit more deeply, to believe in abundance more strongly and more powerfully, to open up to our ideas not even necessarily being the best ideas, because knowing that we are so loved by infinite intelligence that even better is coming our way. Even better, even better. And so we're going to begin with having the foundation here be the epic life. Being committed to waking up every day and saying, like being on the adventure of life, like, dear God, I wonder how you're going to dazzle me today. I'm open to receiving the miracle. Thank you for loving me so much. Anticipating something that you didn't expect to happen, some good to come your way and have it be manifested. And so that this life of positive attitude, expecting the best, living in prosperity, functioning at a much higher level, being more generous, able to contribute actually so much more because you're taking such better care of yourself, because you are so committed to living your epic life, and you know that to do that, you must listen to you. You must trust you, even regardless if it's not a popular choice in your family or in your community or with your following, but that it's right for you. Queens make decisions all the time that aren't necessarily popular. It's the princess that thinks that to be safe in the world, that everyone has to agree with her. There's no possible way, particularly at this current time in the world, that you can do anything and have everyone agree with you. It's not how you were designed. It's not the way humanity works. And now we get to create this way of being in the world where you have the audacity to be queen on your terms. You're not making yourself more right than anyone else. And you're not making anyone else more right than you. And no more are you self-abandoning, because when you do, you miss out on the epic life. So let's talk about what this epic life is, shall we? Let's take a look at what does the epic life actually mean for you? Because if you and I and this whole group here together can rise up enough to be like, you know what? I am not doing 2021 the same way I did 2020. I am not having the same expectations. I am not expecting the same of myself or others. I am not dealing with the same chronic pain emotionally, spiritually, physically, financially, or otherwise. I am not. But here's what I am. I'm committed to what dazzles me. I'm committed to what lights me up. And I'm committed to starting to check in with myself on a more regular basis to just be more aware and let that guidance system just be so clear. Oh, I would love to work with that kind of client. Oh, that client is really special, but it's just not the one for me. Without ever going into any kind of lack, that if you don't take the client that's like only kind of lights you up, that you think you have to do that just to make the money? Or you have to do this kind of program or create or sell that kind of product or stay in this kind of corporate job just for the money? That's not you, queen. That's not me. It takes courage. Yes. A deepening in trust. So much. And yet, what are we doing if we're not seen what's on the other side. Like, we know what trusting in the status quo has gotten us. And truthfully, for most of us, by world standards, it's gotten us a good life, or even a really good life. But it hasn't gotten us our epic life. I look at all the ways in which through the years that I did things that I thought other people wanted me to do, and I thought would be a good service in the world, and I thought would make money, and I thought would pay payroll, and I thought it's what I had to do. And good things came from that. But epic never had a should mentality with it. Epic has such a higher spiritual connection. It has such a deeper trust. And I really believe that you, women like us, you and I know, our brain is telling it's scary to let go of the familiar, to go for the unknown. Our brain is telling us, uh-oh, but what if that doesn't make you the money or whatever your partner's going to say about it, or mother or father, any of that. But we're just at a place where we cannot ignore the whispers of our spirit. Like, spirit is like, girl, you know better. What are you doing the same thing? What are you doing thinking those same thoughts? And what are you doing relying on that notion? Spirit's like, aren't you going to come play? Aren't you going to come dance? I thought you said you wanted to play a big game in this world. I thought you said you wanted epic. Well, epic doesn't come from familiar, and epic doesn't come from status quo. So we've got to condition ourselves to leap, and then the net will appear. And when you are expecting it and anticipating it, you're not going to fail. You're not going to go bankrupt. Your spirit is not going to mislead you. The only thing that misleads us is when we self-abandon, when we listen to other people or what society has told us is the right thing to do or what's going to make the money and pay the bills. Can we just agree that that is such a boring conversation? Not only is it 2020, it's like 1984, is it not? It's just like wonk, wonk, wonk. I mean, how can we be the fiery, amazing, innovative, magical women that we are going through the motions? Saying, yeah, you're probably right. I probably shouldn't spend that money. I should probably save it for retirement. I should probably not, whatever it is that's true for you. Today, you get to welcome yourself home to your truth. You know, and in many, many, many ways, your truth isn't going to be popular to a lot of people. But you know what? In many, 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 many more ways, your truth is going to be really popular to so many, 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 many more people. I'll give you an example. This is just personal to me, and it's not, what I'm about to say is not politically correct. Spoiler alert. And many people here, but I don't know what this particular community is going to think of it, and that's okay. But I just want to demonstrate a personal example. So when COVID first hit, for me, believe me, I'm very aware and up on the news about different people's experience with COVID. And I personally made a contract with my body when it came out that me and my body were unavailable for COVID. And that didn't mean that I was cavalier about it. It didn't mean that I rolled my eyes with it. It didn't mean that I didn't take every precaution as well. Washing hands, wearing masks, much of the time self-quarantining, absolutely doubling up on my immune boosting vitamins. And that was pretty much my regimen. And then as things started to open up, I didn't see any reason to not go on a motorcycle ride with Baby Love. I couldn't go to Europe, but I figured out I could go to Alaska and go salmon fishing. And then I was recently in Florida visiting some friends in Miami, and then my parents for Thanksgiving. And people are talking about LA and it's in shutdown and it's this. And then my friend looked at me and she's like, you know, Gina, I'd say, I'm sorry to see you go back to LA and all that shutdown. She's like, but I've just never experienced you being in shutdown around COVID. And it's true. It hasn't been my experience. I mean, you know, many times, yes, Glenn and I did, you know, whatever, order in from cool restaurants and sit in our backyard while we were quarantining. But all this to say, what some people were like, would write in and DM, like, I can't believe you're traveling during this time. I didn't get guidance from God to not, for me personally, and to do it with precautions and et cetera. But then I got a whole lot more from people who are like, go girl, live your life. Like, I don't want to travel right now, but I love watching you do it. And so all this to say, I'm not making my thing right or wrong. It was just right for me on how I showed up. And how you show up with COVID or the rest of the circumstances in your life, you get to declare that they are right for you. And you get to feel safe in knowing that I'm okay with people being uncomfortable with my choices, only because I have no control over them. Like what people think of me is not my business. But how I live my life without regret is my business. How I live by my truth. And my truth, if I didn't do what I did during this year, that would have meant I was in fear. And I, to the best of my ability, consciously choose to not live in fear. Of course, I live in fear all kinds of times, but not as much when it comes to travel, apparently. And I just want to demonstrate, this couldn't be a more politically polarized topic. And if we women could just get into a groove of women supporting women, of, you know, one of my best friends, terrified of COVID, terrified. She gets a COVID test every other day. She's will not travel, doesn't, most of the time doesn't leave, like in the whole thing. And I got nothing on it. And she, at the beginning, she worried about me, and now she doesn't, because she actually gets like, anyways, the point is, people can agree to disagree. Men are better at that, but we women, we need to get better at that, because so too oftentimes we're judging someone else. She can look at me and be like, go, Gina, like, I don't want to be around you while you're like, you know, I don't want to do it myself, but there's no judgment at the same time. And women, as you go to live your epic life, you're going to be on a path of giving yourself permission to say yes to what's true for you. And it's not always going to be popular to a smaller group, but it's going to be really popular to the right group for you. And it's not even about being popular. What it is when you're living your truth and in your epic life, you're functioning at a certain vibration. You're happy. You're in joy. You are living a life of pleasure and purpose and being in this super high vibration. And when you're in a high vibration, like attracts like. So you're just going to keep attracting in the people who are meant to see what you have to offer and what it is you're doing, or who's meant to learn from you, et cetera, et cetera. That gets to be your commitment. That gets to be your focus. That gets to be your devotion. And when you're in this super high vibration, that's when the universe gets to deliver to you your good and your miracles and whatever is meant to dazzle you that day. This is how the opportunity comes in. You don't have to do it all in this really hard, fear-based, no pain, no gain, excruciating way. You don't. You get to be supported. And in terms of no pain, no gain, you know, I always believed that about being super physically fit and working out, that if I was going to be really fit, I was going to like not be able to eat what I wanted to eat and drink what I wanted to drink. And it'd be these really hard workouts. And a part of it I wrote about in my book, and part of it's been a continued journey. You know, I made a decision understanding the ways of the feminine, that actually the reason that I was keeping on excess weight and not getting physically strong in my body was because I had this no pain, no gain mentality that was overly masculine, that wasn't me. So when I went and got my hormones balanced and gave myself permission to absolutely accept that I have zero self-discipline when it comes to work, working out. Zero self-discipline when it comes to working out. I don't judge myself for it. I don't make myself wrong. It's just an assessment. I'm not even putting myself down. My assessment is I have zero self-discipline when it comes to working out. However, I desire the feeling at the end of the workout. I desire for it to be pleasurable. So what did I attract? I attracted a naturopath doctor who totally balanced my hormones in this supernatural way. I attracted the concept of intermittent fasting, which totally works for my body. Speaking of, I got my green juices and my coffees here because I do intermittent fasting during the day. And I attracted the perfect trainer for me that I work out with literally every day on Zoom. And I attracted the financial abundance to pay the trainer because I gave myself permission that the discipline did not need to come from me. That's painful to me. And doing excruciating workouts and group classes with like military equipment is excruciating to me. But my trainer works me out strong to my edge, not past, every day in a personal private setting, like right here on Zoom. And it's pleasurable. And easy is the word, but it's like I'm taken care of, I'm supported, and I'm getting the results. And when we're committed to living our epic life, we get to attract every resource that is needed. The money, the people, the mentality, the solutions, the answers, all of it. All of it. And I want you to commit to that for you and whatever your next level is. Wherever you're headed and wherever your next level is going. Let's just put on this mentality of queenhood. God provides all. Whether or not you've joined us in the Q Club, it is such an honor to be here in this Divine Living community with you, to be on the path that we are all on together. Discovering how to be our best selves, learning more and more of what it is to be a queen, giving ourselves more and more permission to say yes to the big epic life, getting rid of the martyr and the saboteur and all the lower vibrational archetypes so that we get to live in spiritual truth. We get to live in spiritual abundance. We get to declare that we can be, do, and have anything we desire. And we get to trust that it's God that put the desires in our hearts in the first place. So with that, my loves, go be you. Go be the best version of you. Go live your epic life in all of its glory. None of it is too big or too much. You were designed so uniquely to be the incredible woman that only you can be. So dream big and think big and behave big and just know that you are loved and needed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Until next time, lots of love. All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.